Doorknob. Okay, would you ever use knob to refer to anything in the landscape? You know, like a kind of hill or anything?
Oh, we have a what they call pilot knob close to Austin.
Oh, really? Where is it? I don't know anything about that.
It's a rise in the land, and it, at one time there was a big scare. Some boys had built a fire, and they thought it was a small volcano. On top of this pilot knob. Oh, it was in the papers and everything. But in the spring it's beautiful. It's just covered with bluebonnets. It's so pretty.
Neat. Well, is a knob different from just an ordinary hill, or is it just the same?
Well, I guess it's just like ordinary hill. Some people call mountains around Austin, but they're really hills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They look like mountains to me because we didn't have anything that big where I'm from. Yeah.
And the sunsets are our hills.
Yeah.
And always try to teach the children to appreciate beautiful, grandchildren to appreciate beautiful sunsets.
Yeah.
And finally, they'd live in Dallas all life and say, "Well, Graham, we have pretty sunsets in Dallas." But it's just pretty when it sets behind a big hill.
Yeah, it is. Dallas is hilly compared to Wichita Falls. Now, when I first moved to Dallas, I thought there were a lot of hills there compared to Wichita Falls, because Wichita Falls is so flat. There's one hill in the whole town.
In Wichita Falls.
One hill, that's going down the river.
And did you live in Wichita Falls most of your life?
Until I went to college.
My sister's son married a Wichita Falls girl.
Oh, do you know her name?
Her mother's name was Mrs. And I was trying to think of her sister's name was Mrs. And she has a daughter that goes to a college in Lubbock, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's where I went to school out there, Texas Tech.
She graduated this year.
Yeah, that's where I went to school.
Her name is...
Well, my parents probably know the family because they know everybody in town. They went to high school and everything there and lived there all their lives, you know.
Well, they just didn't think there was any place except Wichita Falls. I mean, they got so homesick for it, but now Helen likes Austin. I think you live in Austin long enough, you get crazy about it.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah. I've always thought Austin would just be a great place to live.
But they're always, the university's so big, there's always a lot of young people, and there's lakes for canoeing and doing most anything you want to do.
Yeah.
Close to San Antonio. I think I love San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. I don't think I'd want to live there. It's too big. But Austin would be better, you know, because Austin's smaller, but it's close, and you can go to San Antonio if you want.
Yes, well, San Antonio, of course, is mostly the Mexican element there.
Good food.
But Austin is more of a cultural, but San Antonio's more of a historical
town. Yeah, that's true. I interviewed one lady there within three blocks of the Alamo. In fact, she worked at the Alamo.
Did she?
Yeah.
I love that old Alamo, the San Antonio River. My sister and I used to go over a lot and have lunch on the river and go in the stores. And I like it a whole lot.
You know, have you been in that bunch of stores that right there along the Riverwalk? It's kind of an old restored area. Like, I think it was the original German settlement there.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about. There is a